Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Divine Coffee Podcast. My name is Jimmy Divine, and I'm going to kind of be your host, and I'm also the roaster and owner of the Divine Coffee Company. We are a small batch roasting company based out of Oxford, Mississippi. Soon we will be moving to Melbourne, Florida in the next couple months. And hopefully I'll be, you know, telling you more about that as we go along. But right now we are a small batch roasting company located in Oxford, Mississippi. This is our very first episode, like I said. And I'm not sure exactly what everything's going to look like. I have never done a podcast before. But I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes and what it kind of takes format as. But for now, we're kind of just for this first episode going to go through, you know, who we are and why we do what we do and what we hope to accomplish with not only our company, but also this podcast. But to kind of go further into that, I kind of told you who we are. But the question that I always get from friends and from people who think, you know, oh, it's pretty cool that you roast your own coffee. How did you get started? I always get that question. And for me, it started when I was in college. I guess I started drinking coffee in high school, you know, doing the Starbucks thing, the Frappuccinos, you know, the milkshakes that they make for people. And you know, I started getting into that, and I was having to actually, in high school, I played golf in high school, so I would have to drive pretty far distances to get from my house to the golf course pretty early in the morning. So what I would do is I would start drinking coffee so that I would, you know, have the energy to drive maybe an hour, 2 hours to that early morning tea times. But I started drinking coffee kind of like that as something to give me energy in high school. And as I got into college, like most people kind of understand, like that time period, you're doing a lot, you're trying to cram for tests, whatever it is. I was in college, and I also had two kids. For the most part, I had one kid for the second half, and then I added another one, or we added another one to the mix towards the end of my career in college. But I had one child for the most of it, and I was still trying to work almost full-time hours at a restaurant and also do full-time school. So I needed energy. So I drank a lot of coffee. And, you know, the more that you drink coffee, the more that you see and hear about what's good and what's not good. And for me, like, no shame at all, I was a proud supporter of 8 o'clock coffee. And I will say, like, you know, that stuff was what sustained me for so many years in college and really before that. And I thought that was like kind of like the pinnacle of coffee. And but as I was in college and as I was kind of drinking coffee, the one place that I could kind of go in the morning, because if I wanted to study or anything, I worked at night and I had, you know, family responsibilities. I was a husband and a father. If I wanted to study, I had to go early in the morning to this coffee shop. And I've mentioned it before in a blog post, but my very first kind of experience with, like, I guess what you would say a third wave coffee or kind of a manual brewing kind of setup was at Midnight Oil Coffee Shop there in Searcy, Arkansas, where I was attending Harding University. And I went in there and I remember it very vividly, and this is going to sound really dumb, but I remember very vividly going there, and I wanted to try something different. And they told me, hey, you should try this coffee, this Ethiopian coffee on a French press. And you're going to taste like these blueberries and you're going to taste these floral kind of notes. And I was like, okay, we'll see. And sure enough, they did a French press for me and I was hooked from that point on. And so I started drinking that coffee, and, you know, the coffee got more and more expensive. I kind of graduated from that 8 o'clock coffee experience, that what I thought was the pinnacle, and I kind of graduated into this more, I guess, a single origin coffee, more fresh coffee, and I was really loving what I was tasting. And so I saw what they were doing at Midnight Oil, and I was really interested in it. I really wanted to kind of like get into that side of things. But I didn't ever really want to be a barista, and I never have. I have no experience working behind a coffee bar. But I was really interested to see, okay, how did that bean that I just drank, how did it get that flavor? Because before having that experience where they made that French press for me, I kind of had that same kind of single note flavor of, you know, what you would say, quote-unquote, coffee should taste like. But when I had that Ethiopian coffee, I was like, this doesn't taste like the thing I've been tasting my whole life. Or the whole time I've been drinking coffee. And I was really interested in how that kind of came to be. So I started doing more research and I was like, oh, okay. So they roast these coffee seeds, and depending on how you roast it and depending on the origin, that really affects the flavor. And so I just got really interested in that. And mind you, I was in college, so I didn't have like the money or the, you know, really the time to get into the home roasting side of things until much later. But I was very intrigued by the whole process and the whole roasting, I guess, process from start to finish. And so that's kind of been in the back of my mind. And so ever since that experience, I was buying, you know, the more specialty coffees, buying from local shops. And, you know, I moved from Searcy, Arkansas to Oxford, Mississippi, where I live now. And there's a shop in town called Uptown Coffee. It was called High Point Coffee, and they were local roasters. And big shout out to Uptown Coffee here in Oxford, Mississippi. In my opinion, the only coffee shop that's worth going to in Oxford. Gretchen is a great roaster. She puts out great stuff. Highly recommend it. She also roasts under her own name of Heartbreak Coffee. But she is doing the same things like I was telling you before about those single origins, very, very fresh coffee. And so I was getting into that, and a friend of mine from church, we were talking about, you know, coffee and how we really like coffee. And he said, you know, I actually roast my own coffee. And from there, I was like, wow, really, really intrigued. Tell me everything you can possibly tell me about you roasting your own coffee. And really what it came down to was that he had a popcorn popper. It was a Whirly Pop popcorn popper, just, you know, pretty standard camping tool. And he said that he would put the unroasted beans in there and he would sit over a grill or inside. If you do it inside, the smoke is like crazy. But he would stand over a grill and just continually turn that wheel. And, you know, after a certain point, you're going to hear those cracks and you're going to have fresh roasted coffee. I was like, sweet. How can I get in on this? So he actually gave me his Whirly Pop popcorn maker because he had graduated to a Beemore, which I'll get into that more in a minute. But he gave me his Whirly Pop popcorn maker and said, why don't you give it a try? He gave me some unroasted coffee and he said, have at it. And like I said before, I was hooked. So I went home. You know, I think he might have given me, it was Essential American Coffee. I can't remember. But he gave me the Whirly Pop. I got on my grill and I roasted my very first batch and I burnt it. That first crack came on really quick and I burnt the mess out of that coffee. But it was so fun. And so, I had some more. I finally nailed that technique and I actually made my very first good cup of roasted coffee. And I've said this several times, but having that experience just really even hooked me even more. And so I was like, okay, how can I make it better? How can I do things differently? I had a couple apps on my phone to track when first crack was, how long first crack took. I was going to sweetmarias.com, just buying just different sample kits where I could be doing, okay, I'm going to do an African coffee. I'm going to do a Central American, a South American. And I was just really deep into it. So for Christmas, I think it was, my wife decided, hey, like, I see you're really into this. Would you be interested in stepping it up a notch? And I was like, of course. So she's like, all right, for Christmas, pick out, you know, a home roaster that you like and we'll save up and we'll get it. And so, we looked up and we saw that the Beemore 1600, was very reasonably priced, very, very high praise for the Beemore 1600. We'll probably have another episode about that. But we graduated from the Whirly Pop to the Beemore, and I will tell you that it became much more simple and much more straightforward. And there's such a cool community with the Beemore people, Beemore owners, because there's different ways you can, you know, different preheating, different cooling methods. And I was making some really good coffee. I was having a lot of fun doing it. Excuse me. And so after about, I would say, a few months, I had some friends over and they had some of my coffee and they were, you know, just really, really liking the flavor. And they're like, well, can I buy some of this from you? I was like, don't buy anything from me. I'll just give you some. They're like, no. I want to buy some coffee from you. So I sold my very first bag just to a friend. And they're like, you need to do this more. So I was like, it sounds like fun to me. So like I went on Instagram, you know, did some marketing on Instagram, very, very, very subtle things just on my personal page. And people started buying the coffee. And it just became one of those things where, like, okay, like, it basically equated to where I was excuse me, buying and roasting coffee, and I wasn't having to pay anything for it. So I was essentially drinking coffee for free, which is always a great place to be, in my opinion. So that was what we were doing for a while. And then around Christmas time, 2017, my sister and her brother-in-law were visiting for Christmas, and we do Christmas together. And I was roasting up coffee, and you know, showing them the whole process. And my brother-in-law, he's you know, a pretty business savvy kind of guy. He was just asking me all these questions, and he doesn't drink coffee, but he was just really interested in the process. And we were going into it. And about a week later, he called me up, or excuse me, he emailed me and said, "Hey, let's go into business together. If you're interested, I want to talk, and like, let's make this coffee thing happen." Because before him calling, you know, this is just kind of a hobby of mine. And to be honest, this is still a glorified hobby. We are, I guess, if you want to say technically making money, but like, that's not really what we're doing at the moment. We're obviously a business trying to make money, but right now it's a glorified hobby. But he said, "Hey, let's go in together and let's make this thing happen." And so from there on, kind of Divine Coffee kind of, you know, catapulted from me making, you know, on the Beanmore, I was making about maybe one bag every 45 minutes to where now, with the help of my brother-in-law, Tyler Travis, we have this roaster now where I'm putting out, you know, 2.5 bags every 10, 12 minutes. So now to kind of, I guess, fast forward, we're roasting on a Mill City 1 kilogram gas roaster, and I've had high praise for the Beanmore, and I, you know, it's hard to beat that. But I'll tell you, the Mill City roaster is my pride and joy. This thing is a workhorse, and even better than that, the people at Mill City over there in Minneapolis are grade A, top notch people. They seriously want you to get the best out of your roaster and the best knowledge and information out of the classes they offer. I went up to Minnesota for a 2-day class, and I will tell you, I learned so much about coffee, but I can't wait to go back and do it again. Just because the people are so helpful and their knowledge is so expansive to where you have a question about coffee, like, they will sit down and talk coffee with you. So I guess that kind of leads us up to where we are now, about the how do we get started, you know, to present day. To answer the question, like, what are we doing? So that's great. You have this glorified hobby. Fantastic. But what are you doing? Excuse me. But we are predominantly an online business. I do sell locally to people. I am a youth minister as my full-time job. This is kind of like my side game here. But we predominantly sell online, and we do some local stuff. I sell locally at a market called the Chicory Market. Another, you know, great spot if you're in Oxford. But we are predominantly online, like I said, a subscription-based service. And I get questions about that too, because you think subscription, maybe you think of like Hulu or Amazon Prime or something like that. We are very similar to those formats, to where you can set up on our website. Divine.coffee is our website, DEVINE.coffee. And you can set up, hey, I want one bag every week, or I want one bag every month, or I want two bags every 2 weeks, whatever you want. Like, that's what we can get you. And you can input that information and not have to think about it. And I guess that kind of leads us into the why part of this kind of, like, why are we doing what we're doing? The why we're doing is because I want to give people the freshest coffee experience they can have in their house. Now, I recognize I will never, in the format that we're doing now, I can't replace what you're getting at your local shop. Where if you have a third wave shop locally, where you're getting the pour over or the French press or the AeroPress or espresso shots, obviously the Divine Coffee Company will not be able to, I guess, supplement that need. But if you are at home and you are saying, "Hey, I want to do that pour over, or I want to do that AeroPress, or hey, I have this coffee machine, I want better coffee to go through it," or even if you have an espresso machine at your house, "I want better coffee to go through it," that is where we come into play. I think that people waste a lot of money at coffee shops, like Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts, for coffee that is not fresh and does not taste good. And I think you could be having better coffee at your house that you yourself make and put time into. And we'll talk about the time thing maybe in another episode, because it really doesn't take as much time as you'd think. But the why we're doing this is to deliver the freshest coffee to your door with the least effort exerted as possible. Because I know, like for me being in college, I was with children, I was pressed for time at all times. So I want to meet the needs of every coffee drinker, period. And I know that a lot of my clients are people that are used to drinking Folgers, but I'm telling you, everybody who says, well, you know, I'll give your coffee a try, but I'm just fine with Folgers, most of them come back to me and say, hey, I can't drink Folgers anymore. And I just, that to me, that's like the biggest victory that I could that I could hear as a coffee professional, I guess you could say. Very loose professional. I am not an expert. I am someone who's learning. But as someone who is a learner and a coffee maybe apprentice, I guess you could say, I don't care what you say, or call or label me, but people who are switching from Dunkin' Donuts to my coffee or switching from Dunkin' Donuts to better coffee, I, you know, applaud you because you're getting a better experience for something that you are doing every single day. And that's kind of where I always come back to is like, why would you start your day out with something? Because most people need coffee. If you're drinking coffee, most of the time you need it to like have that energy. Why would you have something that you need and also not enjoy it as much as you could? Because yes, like the Folgers and the Maxwell House, I understand like it's cheap and it gets you your caffeine. That's fantastic. But really, I think you're shorting yourself out on something that could really improve your day. I mean, I look forward, and I'm not just trying to talk about my coffee. I look forward, if I have a good coffee, like if I have some Uptown coffee, I look forward to that coffee when I wake up. Now, take that, I guess, in contrast to, you know, oh, here's my regular old Maxwell House, or here's my regular old Folgers, or Dunkin' Donuts, or Starbucks. With my coffee, you are being guaranteed freshness. You're being guaranteed that somebody put care and effort into it, and it wasn't just whatever was left on, you know, the Maxwell House, you know, grounds that they are just putting into the bag and shipping to your Walmart or Kroger or whatever grocery store you shop at. And the why really matters to me, because I put a lot, and this isn't, and I wanted my wife to be on this episode, but she said she didn't have much to add. And that's the type of person she is, that, you know, she wants to be used, and she is super, super, super important to what we do. And it's kind of like a family business. If you've seen, my videos with my kids, like my kids are always helping. My kids are always, you know, doing something with the coffee. And, this is all of us kind of working together, and hopefully one day, you know, this will be something that my son and my daughter can take place in as well. But because the why really matters. Why am I doing this when there's so many other options out there? A, because I love coffee, and B, because I want you to have a better experience at home. And it's that simple. If you're having a good experience at home with your coffee, I truly believe your day is going to be better. And if you don't have to think about getting your coffee to your house, that's one less step. So you can subscribe. You could, you know, I have a lot of people who just do one box a month. If you can't, you know, I understand, like, specialty coffee is not cheap. I understand for those people who are like, you know, I can just do one bag a month. But that one bag a month, you're treating yourself to something great. I think it has the opportunity to make your day and maybe your week better. Who doesn't like to get packages delivered to their door, right? So that kind of sums up why we're doing what we're doing, what we're actually doing, and who we are. I guess to get into what you could expect from this podcast, I'm wanting to try different coffees. I'm wanting to talk to different coffee professionals. I already have a couple people that we're going to have interviewed on here that, you know, are real professionals in this market that might give us real tips about roasting and brewing and coffee in general. I might have some times where I will be trying different coffees and telling you what I personally think, trying different brewing methods, trying different techniques. And I know that there's so many others out there, and I want you to try them all. Don't just try Divine Coffee. I want you to try other things. And if we work for you, that's fantastic. But if we don't work for you, try something else. There's so many other options out there. And you know, to be fully transparent, the way I got an idea to even do this is from the guys over at Orange Cactus. I love those guys. They put out a lot of good content. And I just like, you know, listen. So maybe, you know, try out them, try out us, try out, you know, whoever. There's so much coffee out there to try. And I implore you to just give it a try. Try something different. Make your day that much better by having that better cup of coffee, because you deserve it. So that's what I got for this episode. We'll see how it goes. If you liked it, subscribe. If you didn't like it, I'm sorry. but it's all good. So if you have any questions, you can always email me at jimmy@divine.coffee. jimmy@divine.coffee. And I'd love to talk to you. If you have any coffees that you'd like us to try, I would be very, you know, I want to give them a try. I love the opportunity to drink different coffee. So let us know what you think. I'm excited to hear from you. I'm excited to see where this goes. And thanks for listening.